Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this week 13 show underway. Crazy to think there's only 4 weeks left in this NFL season. Well, of course, not including playoffs, but, most of our teams aren't going to make the playoffs, so the season is essentially over. But there is still the playoffs, and, so we'll have to enjoy what time there is left. We have left. We're watching our teams starting to make the playoffs. I know mine's not. Jags aren't going to. Even if we did, not going to do anything. So it's best, probably, just not to make it to begin with. Even if we did make some noise, we'd get crushed in the Super Bowl, assuming we made it that far, which we wouldn't because we're not good. So there's that. Any of the video game fans out there listening, right after the show, go watch the brand new Final Fantasy VII Remake trailer. It is awesome. Amazing. I love it. Can't wait for it to come out. No idea when it's coming out, but it's going to be pretty. And they didn't screw up Cloud's voice, which is by far my biggest concern with the remake. So, there's that. But enough of that. I wish we move on to football. I should put Razor on, and he shall do. He'll pick the opposite of me in every single game because that's what he does. He's opposite me.
Hello, I am Niv. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Hello, opposite me.
Ready for some football?
Yes. My team actually might win tomorrow. Maybe.
Speaking of great video games, since you decided to type the remake, I'm going to recommend that you get Trails in the Sky first and second chapter on Steam. They're both very good games.
I just saw that a new Trails game, before you brought it up yesterday, was being released for the PS3 and Vita. And I have a Vita. I don't use it a ton, but
I'm going to recommend that you pick that up, too.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played an RPG, and I do like some RPGs, so I know absolutely nothing about it. Is it super Japanese-y? Yay, words.
It's kind of set more like in the, like, kind of 1930s, 1940s kind of thing, with how technology is. But, I mean, people still use, like, swords and staffs and shit.
Right.
Yeah. I
definitely have to check that out then.
It does have some kind of, like, tropes from Japanese games, but it's nothing like...
Right.
It's not absurdly anime or anything.
Right. Like Persona 4 is incredibly Japanese. But then
Japanese.
I guess that's kind of the point.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Cause, again, it's been a while since I've played an RPG. I like them, but it's been a while.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right. Football. There is football.
Football.
It's not an off-season show, so I guess we can't devote the whole entire thing to video games. So I guess there's football or something to discuss. So we should
do it.
All right. Let's see here. First game, Houston Texans take on the Buffalo Bills. I guess on one hand, you have what you brought up on TGP. You do have the DeAndre Hopkins, Sammy Watkins, even though they're wide receivers and they don't actually battle each other, which that would be fun if they did, like throw down in hockey, like hockey fights, that'd be fun, but they don't. So, I mean, that's really the only reason to watch this game is to see what they do. I would hope for my fantasy team's sake that DeAndre Hopkins goes off for like 400 yards. Probably won't, just because that's, you know, anytime you need something to happen, it's not going to happen. So that probably won't happen. However, I do think that that Houston wins this. Had a very good showing last week against the Saints. And the Bills aren't the Saints. That's not to say the Saints are any good, but Buffalo's not any good. So there's that. So Texans win.
Both these teams are still technically in the playoff race. I mean, they're not completely out of it. The Texans actually have the sixth seed.
Yeah. Aren't technicalities fun?
Yeah. And you know what else is fun? That I'm picking the opposite of you every week, and that I actually do want to pick the Bills over the Texans this week. You know, you gotta love that Rex Ryan defense. You gotta imagine that Brian Hoyer is bound for a bad game. So yeah,
can't you say the same about Tyrod Taylor too?
Yeah, but Tyrod Taylor's actually good.
No, he's not.
No, I'm fucking with you. He's not. He wants to be good.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's just like the throw 20 times a game quarterback that, you know, David Garrard was for the Jaguars way back when.
Yeah. Yep. And then every once in a while you'll get a 3-pick, 1-fumble game that every single one's returned for a touchdown. And that hurts feelings.
It will. But, I mean, Buffalo Bills fans don't have feelings anymore.
No. No, they should be long dead as far as feelings go. Hopefully not bodies go, because that'd be weird. That'd be weird. But so we'll move on from that. Next game, San Francisco 49ers take on the Chicago Bears. I think this is the week that that Blaine finally gets a win. I don't know why I think that. Well, I do know why I think that. You just dropped. Why'd you do that? So, yeah. You figure Blaine plays well against the Seahawks, pretty well last week against the Cards, and both of those teams than what the Chicago Bears are. Now, I know the Bears have a really solid passing defense, and I mean, really, the San Francisco 49ers don't have really anything on offense to speak of. And I just got a feeling, and it's just a feeling. I'm probably wrong. If Rays are actually on right now instead of dropped, then he would probably take the Chicago Bears. I don't think he really wants to take the Chicago Bears, but he would take the Chicago Bears. I guess I'm going to fill in until he calls back in. So call back in. Mr. Razor, reversed me. All right. Let's see. There's that. And let's see here. All right. Next game. Chicago. I can't even talk. Cincinnati Bengals take on the Cleveland Browns. What could have been? Johnny Manziel's football team is now not Johnny Manziel's football team. It is now Austin Davis's football team. And Mr. Football had better hope that Mr. Davis doesn't win tomorrow, because if he does, Mr. Football has absolutely no shot, in my opinion, of getting the starting job back. And there is Razor. We'll put him right back on. He left me.
Wow, I can't believe you disconnected me, Ben. I can't believe that.
I just hung right. I got tired of you just picking against me every single time, so I'm like, I'll get him back. I'm just hanging up on him.
You really got me.
Yeah, I got you good, man. Mm-hmm. All right, so yeah, 49ers Bears. Obviously, I took the 49ers because I like this Blaine Gabbert fellow, and I figure that however you're going to take the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I am actually going to take the Bears, and it's not even to be contrary to you. It's just that the 49ers suck. Yeah.
Not that I'm that. I am hoping that I figure my reasoning was both the Seahawks and the Cardinals are better teams than the Bears are, and seeing as Blaine didn't completely screw up royally in either of those two games, that he should have a far easier time against the Bears. And I do know that the Bears have a solid passing defense, but then again, I mean, so too did the Cards and Seahawks, and he did just fine against them. So maybe he'll keep the streak of positive play going.
Maybe. Noah's hope.
One can hope. All right, and then moved on from that to Cincinnati and Cleveland. You got to figure, at least in my opinion, if Austin Davis wins tomorrow, somehow that Johnny Manziel isn't going to see the football field again this season. It's just my opinion. Who knows what happens. Probably won't find out because I don't think Cleveland's going to win. So there's that. So, yeah, Bengals.
I can't actually be contrary to you because the Bengals always win at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
it's just not happening. You can't even get bad Andy Dalton for this game, so no way.
Hey, maybe Terrell Pryor or something goes off for like a 150 and 2 touchdowns or something, because there's pretty much no one else out there for the Browns to throw to, because all of their other wide receivers are hurt, other than Benjamin. There's that. And Barnage, I guess.
But all about Barnage.
Austin Davis is gonna do. Yeah. Who knows what Austin Davis is going to do with Mr. Barnage, though. So there's that. All right. Next game that no one cares about, Baltimore Ravens take on the Miami Dolphins. There's no way that Matt Schaub wins two in a row, right? I mean, he shouldn't have won last week, but the Browns being the Browns, I mean, pretty much gave the Ravens the win. Miami gets rid of their offensive coordinator, promotes a new guy. Maybe things will be different. Maybe things won't. Who knows? But Miami, I mean, this has to be a Miami win, right? Right?
It has to be. So when the Ravens upset, I will not be surprised in the slightest. But there's just no way I can actually pick the Ravens to win this game.
Yeah.
Matt Schaub is terrible. I think he's the only quarterback to ever have 4 pick sixes in 4 consecutive weeks.
Which really, that's quite impressive.
A
high amount of skill to do that.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, there's that. Shouldn't have won last week, but managed to luck into a win. And that's really what it was. It was luck. I guess that's how I'm going to say it was. All right.
Andrew Luck.
Let's see here. All right. At least now we're moving on to a vaguely sort of semi-interesting game. Seattle Seahawks traveling to Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Seattle coming off a very nice win last week against the Steelers. Doug Baldwin went crazy. Won me $2. Woohoo. Yay money. Minnesota. I don't remember who Minnesota played last week. I should, because you think I'd pull up their notes. Oh, of course, they played the Falcons, who aren't any good, and beat them because they're not any good. So there's that. Adrian Peterson has been on fire, and I think that's one of the more interesting matchups, not necessarily Bridgewater against that Seattle defense, but see what Adrian Peterson can do and if he can keep up this hot streak. I'm not a believer in the Minnesota Vikings, despite the fact that they're still, first in the division? Of course they are, because I don't know if they are or not.
They're up a half game right now.
Yeah, so there's that. I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks, just because I can.
I see. That means the Vikings are going to win this game, and that I should immediately change my pick and pick them. Because this was a toss-up game for me. You've got two great defenses, two stout running games, now that Thomas Rawls is getting the start.
Yep.
So it's going to be nice to see. It's going to be a good beat-em-up football game. I would have leaned with the Seahawks because Russell Wilson is by far the superior quarterback.
Yep.
But now that you've picked the Seahawks, maybe the Vikings will just pull it out.
Quite possible. Quite possible, because these football teams hate me and pretty much go against everything that I think is going to happen. So there's that. And also, it's weird because my radio show picks are generally quite a bit different from my pick'em picks, and I don't understand really why that is. Other than, I usually do the pick'em stuff like Wednesday, and I don't understand what changes, 3 days later, 4 days later from that. But something does, because they're usually wildly different. It's weird.
It is.
All right. Let's see here. All right, next game. Battle of the New York teams. New York Jets travel to the New York Giants should be an interesting game, mainly because I have no idea what version of Eli is going to show up. Ryan Fitzpatrick shaved the beard, and like I mentioned last week, threw for 4 touchdowns. So there's that. That's at least one thing I got right. You've got to figure with Darrell Revis being out and the various other secondary injuries that the Jets have, that this would be prime for a vintage Eli performance of greatness. Tim and Odell Beckham should light the Jets up. The only problem is the Giants' defense is still terrible. Fitzpatrick has shaved his beard and is now a good quarterback, and I guess there's also still Chris Ivory, who might not be terrible as it looked like he was a few weeks ago. With that said, though, I am going to take Eli Manning and hope that he doesn't have another 3-interception terrible performance like he did last week.
Yeah, see, two things have to happen. The Jets have to have a losing record with Ryan Fitzpatrick as their quarterback. That's something that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And the Giants have to win enough games to get into the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, this is a game that the Giants are primed to win. I mean, they could probably just sneak into the playoffs at 7-9 with the way the NFC East is playing. But I'm going to say they need to be at least 8-8. So I'm going to say they beat the Jets here today.
Even 500. I wonder what it's like to be 500. I don't know.
I don't know, but it sounds pretty terrible.
Yeah, could be. Well, one man's terrible is another man's not terrible. There's that. So, all right. Next game, Arizona Cardinals take on the St. Louis Rams. And I mentioned before that it's hilarious when a team benches a quarterback and then has to go back to him either the very next week or the week after due to injury or poor performance from the dude who replaced him. That's where St. Louis is. Keenum's still out with a concussion. So Nick Foles is back in action and going up against the Arizona Cardinals. I honestly don't really know what to expect from this game because for whatever reason, St. Louis plays everybody in their division tough. They might not play anybody else tough, but they'll certainly play teams in their division that should blow them out really tough. I think I've got to go Arizona here. Arizona has no one at running back now. David Johnson finally gets a chance. Only because Bruce Arians has the plan, which I'm sure really kind of agitates Bruce Arians, because heaven forbid a rookie should actually get play time. So, but that's what happens when Chris Johnson and Andre Ellington get hurt. So there's that. With that said, Carson Palmer, pretty good. I'm going to take them over the St. Louis Rams, who are helmed by a quarterback who isn't good.
Yeah, the Rams are terrible. So it's going to be very confusing for me to see Nick Foles destroy the Cardinals next week, because Jeff Fisher just seems to find a way to beat his division rivals and absolutely no one else because he is a garbage head coach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll take the upset. Give me the Rams.
Yeah, I never realized how bad Fisher's record was until it was pointed up last week, both on TGP and elsewhere. But his record's pretty bad, and yet he's held in high esteem, which is
he has been a coach forever.
Yeah. Yeah, not a ton of success.
Nope.
A bit. All right. Next game. Nice little, not really nice, but NFC South matchup nonetheless. The NFC Falcons travel to Tampa Bay, take on the Buccaneers. Buccaneers should have won last week. Didn't. Nobody can beat the Colts. I don't understand why that is, but they can't. Atlanta obviously lost to Minnesota because Atlanta can't win. So, if Atlanta can't win, then that leads me to believe that Tampa Bay should win this. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Tampa Bay is going to win because Atlanta should beat them. So I'm not entirely certain what to do here. Falcons do get Devontae Freeman back. The Bucs don't have a great defense. You'd figure, okay, this might be the week that that Matt Ryan and that offense get things back on track. But then we've been saying that for how many weeks that should happen. I guess I'm going to say it for one more week and say that, oh, this is the week that Matt Ryan and company should get this back on track. It's a perfect opportunity against a Bucs defense that isn't all that great. So, yeah.
Okay, that means I do have to take the Bucs here and believe in famous Jameis.
Yep.
For the first time this season, he's actually passed Marcus Mariota in the quarterback ratings. So,
which I guess that's surprising because Mariota hasn't really been. Oh, I guess I shouldn't say that Mariota's been bad, but it seems like Jameis has just been better. And I guess finally the rankings indicate that, but still, it's weird.
Yeah, just because Mariota got off to a good start.
Yeah.
And pretty much held that. While Jameis has been a rookie, you know, ups and downs, all that crap.
Would also help if Mike Evans could catch the ball. That would.
Yeah, God, he's terrible.
See,
makes Demaryius Thomas look good.
Yeah, how about that? One for 13. That's impressive.
That was a game.
Oh, hey, you guys won, though, so you can't...
we won. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
That's the only catch you make. That's fine.
Yeah. And you broke Gronk, too, which I'm not one to celebrate an injury, but, you know...
But apparently
I
am.
The Patriots. Yeah, it hurts the Patriots. You know what? Screw it.
Yeah. You know what, Gronk? When Gronk's healthy, the Patriots win... So I don't mind Gronk being hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's for the greater good.
Yeah. Yep. The greater good of the Broncos and the league.
Yep.
Sorry to say. All right. Let's see here.
You're not sorry.
All right. On to my game. Jags and Titans. I feel like we just had this game because, we did just have this game 2 weeks ago. I hate the NFL for doing that. Just because you shouldn't play the same team twice in 3 weeks. You shouldn't. We've got other division games in the mix here, and you very easily could have thrown the Texans or the Colts in here. Thankfully not the Colts because Matt Hasselbeck is the devil or something because there's no reason that they should keep winning, but they do. So you could have thrown the Texans in there. That would have been good. Nope. Get Titans. Yeah, so that Thursday night game a couple of weeks was terrible, and we won. This isn't a Thursday night game. It's a Sunday game, coming off a rather unfortunate game last week against the Chargers that we also should have won, but Blake Bortles is not intelligent. I don't know if that's a weekly problem or if he's just not intelligent, but...
You guys are the dumbest team in the league.
Yeah, that pick right before halftime to the Chargers went up by, 21-9. So up by 12 instead of going into halftime down by 5 is a backbreaker. The two times, not just once, but the two times that he committed an illegal forward pass, not just by a yard, but like 5 yards down the field before he decided to throw the ball, that's not good either. Hopefully, he's gotten that out of his system. Allen Hurns isn't playing, but the good news is that it seems like he has finally developed a little rapport with Julius Thomas, and things have been going well when he has looked his way. So hopefully Mr. Thomas can replace Allen Hurns' position on the field. I'm going to take us to win and hope that we do. We could very easily lose this game because we're not good, but I have faith that we can win.
Yeah, the Jaguars could potentially win this game, so give me the Titans by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I think we've said that the Jags could potentially win just about every single game this season.
Yeah. We could have been talking about the undefeated Jaguars.
Well, no, we would have one loss. We weren't going to beat. So I mean, there's that. But every other game, we could be right up there, 11-1 right now instead of 4-7. But that's the way the cookie crumbles. All right, let's see here. Next game, another game that I have no idea what to expect. Kansas City Chiefs take on the Oakland Raiders. I said the Oakland Raiders were terrible last week, and maybe they're not. I don't know. They did beat Tennessee, but Tennessee's not great. But, I mean, it's good that the Raiders actually beat them. So that's good. The Chiefs aren't really good either, but they keep winning for some weird reason. They do get Charcandrick West back this week, back from his hamstring injury, I think, or concussion, something. They get him back, so that's good. They don't have to rely on Spencer Ware, who actually was decent last week. I really have no idea what to expect from this game. I really don't. So I'm going to default my selection to the Kansas City Chiefs. I like their defense. And Alex Smith, of all things, a little bit more than I do the Raiders and Derek Carr at this point. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fair and fine pick. I mean, Alex Smith has been playing quite well these past few games. I think the Chiefs have the edge here. They're still hot. They've got an offense going. They're actually throwing touchdown passes. It's interesting to see how they're doing so well. So I think they'll beat the Raiders. It's a game they should win.
Yeah, it turns out when you throw passes to wide receivers, that things actually work out pretty well.
Yeah, even if your wide receivers are like Jeremy Maclin and I can't even name, or Albert Wilson, yeah. That was it.
So really just Jeremy Maclin.
Yeah.
Jeremy Maclin and Travis Kelce, the only two players on that offense outside of Charcandrick West.
And Alex Smith. Alex Smith MVP.
Yeah. That'd be fun. That would be fun. I'd laugh. That'd be awesome. Pretty awesome. All right. Now we're going to your game, Denver Broncos. Traveling to San Diego, take on the Los Angeles Chargers. Denver really should win this, but then again,
yes.
Denver should win pretty much all their games. But you beat the Patriots last week, and that's nice. I applaud you guys for it because that's awesome. Anytime the Patriots lose is great. However, this week, you're going to face a letdown. The Osweiler train is going to slight derailment, not a major derailment, maybe like a 2-touchdown, 1-pick performance, but you get carved up by Phillip Rivers, angry Phillip Rivers, because when is Phillip Rivers anything but not angry? So, I got this weird feeling that San Diego is going to win. They shouldn't, They shouldn't. There's nobody on that offensive line anymore. Phillip Rivers doesn't really have any weapons to throw to. Stevie Johnson isn't all that great, isn't as good as we had hoped. Dontrell Inman is Dontrell Inman. Exactly.
Exactly.
I think Malcolm Floyd is there, but I mean, banged up playing. That's not good at all. So, despite all that, I'm taking him. Give me the Chargers.
I'm ecstatic that you're taking the Chargers. That means I don't have to. Broncos are going to win in a landslide.
Yeah.
I hope. Yeah. It's not. It's going to be like a one touchdown win at best.
As long as Osweiler keeps throwing to Emmanuel Sanders, I will be happy.
Yeah. As long as, you know, our run game, like C.J. Anderson, can just run for 100 yards again, that'd be great.
Yeah. I mean, because that's what important is fantasy numbers, fantasy stats. That's the important part. Not actual games that, you know, have win-loss records and actually mean something.
Yeah, but when C.J. Anderson runs for 100 yards, we win games. So that's why I said that.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you actually have a running game and things go well. That's weird.
It's almost like having a quarterback who doesn't throw lame ducks makes the whole offense better.
Yeah, or a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over a bazillion times, too.
Yeah, it's funny how that works.
Who knew? All right. This next game. Philadelphia Eagles.
Next.
Terrible Philadelphia Eagles. Traveling
next.
New England. Take on the Gronkless Patriots. That's fun to say, Gronkless. Gronkless Patriots. I'm just going to keep repeating that word over and over again. No Gronk for New England. Still got Tom Brady, though. But no one really outside of that. I don't think it's been decided yet if Amendola is going to play. So that leaves Brandon LaFell as your number one. I'm hoping Scott Chandler does work tomorrow. That'd be nice, but might not. Philly actually has a chance. I mean, they have a chance. It's not a good chance. It's maybe
0%.
It's like a 15% chance. You'd actually have to get a good game out of Mark Sanchez, and while it's happened in the past, that's the past, and this is not the past. This is the present. The present in which Mark Sanchez is terrible. Maybe DeMarco Murray can get going and put up some yards, but DeMarco Murray's not any good either. Mainly because the Eagles aren't any good, and that kind of goes hand in hand. When the team as a whole isn't good, the individual players, that makes no sense, but I'm going to go with it. So Philly has a chance, but that's not big enough. I got to take the Patriots.
Yeah, no. Eagles don't have a shot. I can't pick the Eagles in any good faith. They've given up on their coach, and while the Patriots have lost one game, they have not given up on Bill Belichick.
what an amazingly high standard that would be if they did. Well, we lost. That's enough, Bill. It's time to pack it up.
We're committed to excellence
on down
here,
the road.
Man. We can't lose a single game.
Yeah, you lost. That's it, Bill. We had a good run, Bill. It's time to go.
Time to go. You're done. Get out. Well, that'd be amazing.
Josh McDaniels, you're up.
Oh, jeez.
Can you imagine Josh McDaniels coaching the New England Patriots? That'd be amazing too. Just because I'd love to
see
it. That would be absolutely amazing. I hope it. I
That's
hope it
exactly
happens.
What the Patriots deserve.
I hope Bill has to take like a vacation for some reason. Just, you know, he needs some time to himself, and like steps down for 2 weeks, and in comes Daniels. That'd be.
And then the Patriots miss the playoffs.
Yeah, that'd be.
I actually think it's mathematically impossible at this point, but still.
Probably. We can dream, though. It's a fun dream. I'm amused by it, and that's what matters. All right. Let's see here. Next game, the undefeated Carolina Panthers travel to the defeated New Orleans Saints wage battle. Everybody knew by week 13 that the Carolina Panthers were going to be undefeated. I mean, everybody, that was just, you know, Kelvin Benjamin gets hurt in the preseason. Panthers had nobody to throw to. I mean, this was just an absolute lock for the Panthers to be undefeated at this point. But they won't be undefeated after this weekend because New Orleans is going to win. How is New Orleans going to win? I don't know. I don't know. Drew Brees isn't that good. That offense isn't that good. Mark Ingram is pretty good, surprisingly, which that's surprising. I know.
He's good, but he only gets like 8 carries a game.
Yeah. Well, that's because he's on a team with Drew Brees. That kind of happens.
Yeah.
I mean, New Orleans should lose this. Carolina has a better defense. Carolina has a better offense. Still no wide receivers. Nobody's really stepping up on that part. But for whatever reason, Cam Newton doesn't care about that. Thing's done. But
just throw
to get that in.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there's that. There's that. Greg Olsen for days. But, yeah, it ends here because New Orleans Saints are streak busters. They broke the Falcons' undefeated streak, and they're going to continue that with Carolina Panthers. So there's that.
Yeah, I don't see any problem with that, except that you picked it. So Panthers are going to win this game,
too. Yeah, that can't happen. It can't happen.
Exactly.
I could have the greatest picks and analysis in the world, and just because I picked it, it wouldn't happen.
That's right. That's exactly how it works. So
New Orleans could be – yeah. New Orleans could be favored by 47, and I'd pick them, and they'd lose by 15. All right. Sunday Night Football, a game in which nobody cares about. And I should add that the primetime games this week are terrible. And
that's what we said last week.
And just, and I think it's even worse this week. So there's that. Indianapolis Colts traveling to Pittsburgh, take on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every single week, I harp on the Colts and say, "Oh, they can't win with Matt Hasselbeck. They got to lose at some point, right?" And then they keep winning. Should have lost last week. Should have lost the week before that, and the week before that, the week before that. The week before that. No, I think Hasselbeck's only been there for 4 games, something like that. They keep winning. So I've got to assume that if they beat Pittsburgh, that they're going to the Super Bowl. And that we should all just brace ourselves for that fact because, I mean, they're not losing. Pittsburgh has no defense. That's concerning and probably the one thing that everybody thought about Pittsburgh at the start of the season. And it turns out that's accurate. Good news is that they're playing Matt Hasselbeck and the wheels have to fall off at some point. Whether it be this week, I have no idea. I'd like it to. Who knows if it's happening. They still got Frank Gore, who's old. He's not really old, but he's old. So there's that. And you've got to figure that, you know, the Big Ben and that receiving core have got to be able to do something against this Indianapolis defense. So I'm going to take the Steelers and probably be wrong because the Colts are the devil.
I will also be taking the Steelers. I can't take the Colts in good faith. The wheels have to fall off the bus. And, I mean, if the Steelers don't win here, they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how that works. So they kind of need the win here. They need it more than the Colts do because the Colts can just win their division at 8-8.
Or worse.
Well, maybe not worse.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, maybe
the Texans
maybe
are 6-5.
Texans are right there. Yeah, that'd hurt your feelings to get knocked eliminated from the playoffs by Matt Hasselbeck. That would.
That would be revenge for Super Bowl 40.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
This is revenge for Super Bowl 40. That means the Colts
are
gonna win.
No.
Shit.
Yeah.
I totally forgot.
Too late. Yeah, too late. You like.
I said the Steelers. I mean the Colts. The Colts are winning. Sorry. Oh, God.
Oh, no. Yeah, fun times. Terrible times. All right. And now we see why this primetime slate is terrible. We finish the week off with what last week could have been a fun game, but Tony Romo's shoulder died again. Dallas Cowboys take on the Washington Redskins. Redskins last week, again, coming off a nice, surprising win against the Giants. I didn't really see that, but given by my pick'em record, there's a lot of things I don't see. Dallas does not have Tony Romo, and you've got to figure that Dallas has not won anything without Tony Romo, and they're not winning here. So, yeah.
I gotta say, I really like the Redskins at home.
You like them? You like that?
I like that.
Yeah.
You like that.
That's never gonna get old.
It's not. It's great.
No. Yeah. I need to get the sound clip for that and just put it in.
Just keep it on the radio show.
Every time we talk about the Redskins or really anything, just drop it randomly.
God, imagine if the Redskins made the playoffs.
You'd like that.
I would like that. It's not happening, but I'd like that.
No. Oh, that's terrible. Remember when Monday night games used to be good and something to look forward to? And all
last
right,
Monday
night football.
Insane. I love last week's Monday night.
Yeah. That was entertaining, but
it was entertaining for all the wrong reasons, and I imagine this one will be. I think this one could be similar.
Yeah, true. Because usually, when you pit two bad teams together, usually the end result is something decent.
Yeah,
decent.
It'll be a decent game with some hilarious bad calls. Or, like, an interception that was actually a touchdown catch, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sounds about right. Definitely sounds about right. But poor Dallas, you get Tony Romo back for three quarters, you're thinking things look good, and then nope.
Nope. You just get one win against the Dolphins. That's it. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know what you're feeling. All right. And that's all the games, all 15 of them, because Thursday night, of course, we don't cover that. Nobody cares about Thursday night football.
Thursday night is already over. I can't believe the Lions blew that.
Yeah, I totally can. I totally can, because it's very
I mean,
very
they almost blew the first one, too. So
yeah.
I guess this is just, you know, karmic retribution.
Yeah, pretty much. Poor Lions. And on that, we're going to finish this because this thing is just fixing to kick me off. So thank you, sir, for calling in. And once again, we shall do this again next week.
Yeah, take care.